Chapter 7. Genealogies of Issachar, Benjamin, Naphtali, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Aser. Now the sons of Issachar were Thola, and Phua, Jasub, and Simron, 4. The sons of Thola, Ozai, and Raphaiah, and Jeriel, and Jemai, and Jebscom, and Samuel, chiefs of the houses of their kindreds. Of the posterity of Thola were numbered in the days of David 22,600 most valiant men. The sons of Ozai, Izrahiah, of whom were born Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, and Jesiah, 5 all great men. And these were with them by their families and peoples, 36,000 most valiant men ready for war, for they had many wives and children. Their brethren also throughout all the house of Issachar were numbered 80,000 most valiant men for war. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Bechor, and Jedahel, 3. The sons of Bela, Esbon, and Ozai, and Ozeal, and Jeremoth, and Uri, 5 chiefs of their families, and most valiant warriors, and their number was 22,034. And the sons of Bechor were Zemira, and Joas, and Eliezer, and Elionai, and Emi, and Jeremoth, and Abiah, and Anathoth, and Almath. All these were the sons of Bechor. And they were numbered by the families, heads of their kindreds, most valiant men for war, 20,200. And the son of Jedahel, Balan, and the sons of Balan, Jehus, and Benjamin, and Aod, and Kenana, and Zathon, and Tharsis, and Ahisahar. All these were sons of Jedahel, heads of their kindreds, most valiant men, 17,200 fit to go out to war. Sepham also, and Hapham, the sons of Hir, and Hasem, the sons of Aher. And the sons of Naphtali were Jesiel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Salem, sons of Bela. And the son of Manasseh, Israel, and his concubine, the Syrian, bore Maker, the father of Galad. And Maker took wives for his sons, Hapham and Sephon. And he had a sister named Mekah. The name of the second was Salphad, and Salphad had daughters. And Mekah, the wife of Maker, bore a son, and she called his name Pheres. And the name of his brother was Seres, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem, and the son of Ulam, Bedan. These are the sons of Galad, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh. And his sister named Queen bore Goodliman, and Abiezer, and Moholah. And the sons of Semida were Ahio, and Shechem, and Lehi, and Aniam. And the sons of Ephraim were Sothala, Bered his son, Thahath his son, Eleda his son, Thahath his son, and his son Zebad, and his son Suthala, and his son Aser, and Elad. And the men of Gith, born in the land, slew him, because they came down to invade their possessions. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And he went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because he was born when it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sarah, who built Bethoron, the Nether, and the Upper, and Ozensara. And Rapha was his son, and Reseph, and Thali, of whom was born Theon, who begot Ladon. And his son was Emiud, who begot Elisama, of whom was born Nun, who had Josu for his son. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel, with her daughters, and eastward Noron, and westward Geser, and her daughters. Sichem also with her daughters, as far as Asa with her daughters. And by the borders of the sons of Manasseh, Bethson and her daughters, Thenak and her daughters, Megiddo and her daughters, Dor and her daughters, in these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The children of Asa were Jimnah, and Jeshua, and Jesui, and Beriah, and Sarah their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Haber and Melchiel, he is the father of Barsaith. And Haber begot Jephlat, and Somer, and Hotham, and Suah their sister. The sons of Jephlat, Phosek, and Kemal, and Asoth. These are the sons of Jephlat. And the sons of Somer, Ahai, and Roaga, and Heba, and Aram. And the sons of Halan, his brother, Supha, and Jemnah, and Seles, and Amal. The sons of Supha, Sui, and Hernapher, and Sual, and Beri, and Jamra. Bosor, and Hod, and Sema, and Salusa, and Jethron, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephon, and Phaspha, and Era. And the sons of Ola, Ari, and Haniel, and Resiah. All these were sons of Aser, heads of their families, choice and most valiant captains of captains, and the number of them that were of the age that was fit for war was 26,000. Chapter 8. The posterity of Benjamin is further declared down to Saul, his issue. Now Benjamin begot Bali, his firstborn, Esbel, the second, Ahara, the third, Noheh, the fourth, and Repha, the fifth. And the sons of Bali were Edar, and Gera, and Abiud, and Abisu, and Naaman, and Ahoy, and Gera, and Sephufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ahad, heads of the families that dwelt in Geba, who were removed into Manahath. And Naaman, and Achiah, and Gera, he removed them, and begot Oza, and Ahiud. And Saharim begot in the land of Moab, after he sent away Husim, and Bera, his wives. And he begot of Hodes, his wife Jobab, and Sibia, and Mosa, and Molcham, and Yehus, and Sikia, and Marmar. These were his sons, heads of their families. And Mahusim begot Abitab, and Elphal. And the sons of Elphal were Heber, and Misam, and Samud, who built Ono, and Lod, and its daughters. And Beriah, and Sema were heads of their kindreds that dwelt in Ilon. These drove away the inhabitants of Geth, and Ohio, and Sasak, and Jeremoth, and Zebadiah, and Arad, and Heder, and Michael, and Jespha, and Joha, the sons of Beriah, and Zebadiah, and Mosalam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, and Jesamari, and Jesliah, and Johab, sons of Elphel, and Jachim, and Zichri, and Zabdi, and Elionai, and Shelathai, and Elial, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Samareth, the sons of Semai, and Jeshpham, and Heber, and Elial, and Abdon, and Zechri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Anathothiah, and Jephthadiah, and Phanuel, the sons of Sesach, and Samsari, and Sohariah, and Othaliah, and Jerseiah, and Eliah, and Sikri, the sons of Jeroham. These were the chief fathers and heads of their families who dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gabon dwelt Abigabon, and the name of his wife was Makah, and his firstborn son Abdon, and Sur, and Kis, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zachar, and Mekoloth. And Mekoloth begat Sema, and they dwelt over against their brethren in Jerusalem with their brethren. And Ner begat Cis, and Cis begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Melchisua, and Abinadab, and Esbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah were Phithon, and Melech, and Tharah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Joada, and Joada begot Alamath, and Asmoth, and Zamri. And Zamri begot Mosa, and Mosa begot Bani, whose son was Repha, of whom was born Elisha, who begot Asel. And Asel had six sons, whose names were Ezrikan, Bokru, Ismael, Sariah, Obdiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Asel. And the sons of Esek, his brother, were Ulam the firstborn, and Jehus the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were most valiant men, and archers of great strength, and they had many sons and grandsons, even to 150. All these were children of Benjamin. Chapter 9. The Israelites, priests and Levites, who first dwelt in Jerusalem after the captivity. A repetition of the genealogy of Saul. And all Israel was numbered, and the sum of them was written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, and they were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first that dwelt in their possessions and in their cities were the Israelites, and the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinians. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim, and of Manasseh, Othai, the son of Ammiud, the son of Amri, the son of Omri, the son of Boni, of the sons of Phares, the son of Judah, and of Saloni, Asai, the firstborn, and his sons, and of the sons of Zarah, Jehuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salo, the son of Mosalan, the son of Odui, the son of Asana, and Jobaniah, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Ozai, the son of Mokorai, and Mosalam, the son of Sephatius, the son of Rahuel, the son of Jebaniah, and their brethren by their families, 956. All these were heads of their families by the houses of their fathers. and of the priests, Jedaiah, Joarib, and Jachin, and Azarias the son of Helkias, the son of Mosullam, the son of Sadoc, the son of Marioth, the son of Akitob, high priest of the house of God, and Adias the son of Jeroham, the son of Phaser, the son of Melchias, and Mesai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jezra, the son of Mosullam, the son of Mosullamith, the son of Emer, and their brethren heads in their families, 1,703, very strong and able men for the work of the ministry in the house of God. And of the Levites, Semaiah, the son of Hasub, the son of Ezricam, the son of Hasabiah, the son of Merari, and Bakbakar, the carpenter, and Galal, and Methaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Asaph, and Obdiah, the son of Semaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Idithum, and Barakiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who dwelt in the suburbs of Netophati. And the porters were Selim, and Akub, and Telmon, and Ahiman, and their brother Selim was the prince. Until that time, in the king's gate eastward, the sons of Levi waited by their turns. But Selim, the son of Kore, the son of Abisaph, the son of Kore, was his brethren and his father's house. The Korites were over the works of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their families in turns were keepers of the entrance of the camp of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was their prince before the Lord. And Zacharias, the son of Mosalamiah, was porter of the gate of the tabernacle of the testimony. All these that were chosen to be porters at the gates were 212, and they were registered in their proper towns, whom David and Samuel the seer appointed in their trust, as well them as their sons, to keep the gates of the house of the Lord and the tabernacle by their turns. In four quarters were the porters, that is to say, toward the east and west and north and south, and their brethren dwelt in villages and came upon their Sabbath days from time to time. To these four Levites were committed the whole number of the porters, and they were over the chambers and treasures of the house of the Lord, and they abode in their watches round about the temple of the Lord, that when it was time they might open the gates in the morning. And some of their stock had the charge of the vessels for the ministry, for the vessels were both brought in and carried out by number. Some of them also had the instruments of the sanctuary committed unto them, and the charge of the fine flour, and wine, and oil, and frankincense, and spices. And the sons of the priests made the ointments of the spices. And Mathathias, a Levite, the firstborn of Selim the Korite, was overseer of such things as were fried in the frying pan. And some of the sons of Kehath, their brethren, were over the loaves of proposition, to prepare always new for every Sabbath. These are the chief of the singing men of the families of the Levites, who dwelt in the chambers by the temple, that they might serve continually day and night in their ministry. The heads of the Levites, princes and their families, abode in Jerusalem. And in Gabaon dwelt Jehiel, the father of Gabaon, and the name of his wife was Mecha. His firstborn son, Abdon, and Sur, and Sis, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab. Gedor also, and Ahiel, and Zacharias, and Mechaloth. And Mechaloth begot Simon. These dwelt over against their brethren in Jerusalem with their brethren. Now Ner begot Sis, and Sis begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Esbal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribal, and Meribal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah were Phithon, and Melech, and Therah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jarah, and Jarah begot Alamoth, and Azmoth, and Zamri. And Zamri begot Mosa, and Mosa begot Benai, whose son Raphiah begot Elasa, of whom was born Asel. And Asel had six sons, whose names are Ezricam, Bokru, Ismael, Sariah, Obdiah, Hanan. These are the sons of Asel. Chapter 10. Saul is slain for his sins. He is buried by the men of Jabesh. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down wounded in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines drew near, pursuing after Saul and his sons, and they killed Jonathan and Abinadab and Melchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle grew hard against Saul, and the archers reached him, and they wounded him with arrows. And Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword and kill me, lest these uncircumcised come and mock me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was struck with fear. So Saul took his sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw it, to wit, that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house fell together. And when the men of Israel that dwelt in the plain saw this, they fled. And Saul and his sons, being dead, they forsook their cities, and were scattered up and down, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And the next day the Philistines, taking away the spoils of them that were slain, found Saul and his sons lying on Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, and cut off his head, and taken away his armor, they sent it into their land, to be carried about and shown in the temples of the idols and to the people. And his armor they dedicated to the temple of their god, and his head they fastened up in the temple of Dagon. And when the men of Jabesh Gilead had heard this, to wit, all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men of them arose and took the bodies of Saul and of his sons and brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the oak that was in Jabesh. And they fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his iniquities, because he transgressed the commandment of the Lord, which he had commanded, and kept it not, and moreover consulted also a witch, and trusted not in the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and transferred his kingdom to David, the son of Isai. Chapter 11. David is made king. He taketh the castle of Sion, a catalogue of his valiant men. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David in Hebron, saying, We are thy bone and thy flesh. Yesterday also, and the day before, when Saul was king, thou wast he that leadest out and broughtest in Israel. For the Lord thy God said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over them. So all the ancients of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them before the Lord, and they anointed him king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke in the hand of Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, Thou shalt not come in here. But David took the castle of Sion, which is the city of David. And he said, Whosoever shall first strike the Jebusites shall be the head and chief captain. And Joab the son of Sarvia went up first and was made the general. And David dwelt in the castle, and therefore it was called the city of David. And he built the city round about from Melo all around, and Joab built the rest of the city. And David went on growing and increasing, and the Lord of hosts was with him. These are the chief of the valiant men of David, who helped him to be made king over all Israel, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke to Israel. And this is the number of the heroes of David: Jezbeam, the son of Hakrimoni, the chief among the 30. He lifted up his spear against 300 wounded by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, his uncle's son, the Ahoite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David in Phesdomim, when the Philistines were gathered to that place to battle, and the field of that country was full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. But these men stood in the midst of the field, and defended it, and they slew the Philistines, and the Lord gave a great deliverance to his people. And 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock wherein David was, to the cave of Adullam, when the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that some man would give me water of the cistern of Bethlehem, which is in the gate. And these 3 broke through the midst of the camp of the Philistines, and drew water out of the cistern of Bethlehem, which was in the gate, and brought it to David to drink. And he would not drink of it, but rather offered it to the Lord, saying, God forbid that I should do this in the sight of my God, and should drink the blood of these men, for with the danger of their lives they have brought me the water. And therefore he would not drink. These things did the 3 most valiant. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of 3, and he lifted up his spear against 300 whom he slew, and he was renowned among the 3, and illustrious among the second 3, and their captain, but yet he attained not to the first 3. Benaiah, the son of Joiada, a most valiant man of Kabseel, who had done many acts, he slew the 2 Ariels of Moab, and he went down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, whose stature was of 5 cubits, and who had a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with his staff, and plucked away the spear that he held in his hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Joiada, who was renowned among the 3 valiant ones, and the first among the 30, but yet to the 3 he attained not. And David made him of his counsel. Moreover, the most valiant men of the army were Asahel, brother of Joab, and Elkanah, the son of his uncle of Bethlehem, Samoth, an Ararite, Halas, a Phalonite, Ira, the son of Achies, a Thecuite, Abiezer, an Anathothite, Sabokai, a Husathite, Eli, an Ahothite, Maharai, a Netophathite, Helad, the son of Bena, a Netophathite, Ithai, the son of Ribai, of Gabbath, of the sons of Benjamin, Benai, a Pharathonite, Hurai, of the torrent Gaius, Abiel, an Arbathite, Asmoth, a Baromite, Eliaba, a Salabonite, the sons of Asem, a Gezonite, Jonathan, the son of Segi, an Ararite, Ahiam, the son of Sekar, an Ararite, Eliphal, the son of Ur, Hefer, a Mecharathite, Ahia, a Phelonite, Hisro, a Carmelite, Neri, the son of Asbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibahar, the son of Agari, Selek, an Ammonite, Neharai, a Berathite, an armor-bearer of Joab, his son of Sarvia, Ira, a Jethrite, Garab, a Jethrite, Urias, a Hethite, Zebad, the son of Aholi, Adina, the son of Siza, a Reubenite, the prince of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan, the son of Makah, and Josaphat, a Mathonite, Uzziah, an Astarthite, Sema, and Jahiel, the sons of Hotham, an Ararite, Jedahel, the son of Zamri, and Johah, his brother, a Thosite, Eliel, a Mehumite, and Jeremiah, and Josiah, the sons of Eliam, and Jethmah, a Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jesiel, of Masobia. Chapter 12. Who followed David when he fled from Saul, and who came to Hebron to make him king. Now these are they that came to David to Sikeleg while he yet fled from Saul the son of Cis, and they were most valiant and excellent warriors, bending the bow and using either hand, and hurling stones with slings, and shooting arrows. Of the brethren of Saul of Benjamin, the chief was Ahitzer and Joas, the sons of Semaah of Gabbath, and Jesiel, and Phalet, the sons of Asmoth, and Berakah, and Jehu, and Anathothite, and Semaias of Gabaon, the stoutest amongst the 30 and over the 30, Jeremias, and Jehaziel, and Johanan, and Jezebad of Gederah, and Elusai, and Jerimoth, and Balia, and Samaria, and Sephatia, the Harophite, Elkanah, and Jesiah, and Azareel, and Joatzer, and Jezbam of Karihim, and Jola, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. From Gadi also there went over to David, when he lay hid in the wilderness, most valiant men and excellent warriors, holding shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of a lion, and they were swift like the roebucks on the mountains. Ezer the chief, Obdias the second, Eliab the third, Masmana the fourth, Jeremias the fifth, Uthai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzebad the ninth, Jeremias the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the army. The least of them was captain over 100 soldiers, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they who passed over the Jordan in the first month, when it is used to flow over its banks, and they put to flight all that dwelt in the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came also of the men of Benjamin and of Judah to the hold in which David abode. And David went out to meet them and said, "If you are come peaceably to me to help me, let my heart be joined to you. But if you plot against me for my enemies, whereas I have no iniquity in my hands, let the God of our fathers see and judge." But the Spirit came upon Amasai, the chief among 30, and he said, "We are thine, O David, and for thee, O son of Isai. Peace, peace be to thee, and peace to thy helpers, for thy God helpeth thee." So David received them, and made them captains of the band. And there were some of Manasseh's that went over to David when he came with the Philistines against Saul to fight. But he did not fight with them, because the lords of the Philistines, taking counsel, sent him back, saying, "With the danger of our heads he will return to his master Saul." So when he went back to Sikeleg, there fled to him of Manasseh's Ednas, and Jozabad, and Jedahel, and Michael, and Ednas, and Jozabad, and Elio, and Salathi, captains of thousands of Manasseh's. These helped David against the rovers, for they were all most valiant men, and were made commanders in the army. Moreover, day by day there came some to David to help him, till they became a great number, like the army of God. And this is the number of the chiefs of the army who came to David when he was in Hebron, to transfer to him the kingdom of Saul, according to the word of the Lord. The sons of Judah, bearing shield and spear, 6,800 well appointed to war. Of the sons of Simeon, valiant men of war, 7,100. Of the sons of Levi, 4,600. And Joiada, prince of the race of Aaron, and with him 3,700. Zadok also a young man of excellent disposition, and the house of his father, 22 principal men. And of the sons of Benjamin, the brethren of Saul, 3,000, for hitherto a great part of them follow the house of Saul. And of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800, men of great valor renowned in their kindreds. And of the half-tribe of Manasses, 18,000, every one by their names came to make David king. Also of the sons of Issachar, men of understanding, they knew all times to order what Israel should do, 200 principal men, and all the rest of the tribe followed their counsel. And of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle and stood in array well appointed with armor for war, there came 50,000 to his aid with no double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 leaders, and with them 37,000 furnished with shield and spear. Of Dan also 28,600 prepared for battle, and of Aser 40,000 going forth to fight and challenging in battle. And on the other side of the Jordan, of the sons of Reuben and of Gad, and of the half of the tribe of Manasses, 120,000 furnished with arms for war. All these men of war, well appointed to fight, came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were near them, even as far as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought loaves on asses, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen to eat, meal, figs, raisins, wine, oil, and oxen, and sheep in abundance, for there was joy in Israel. Chapter 13. The ark is brought from Kiriathiram. Uzzah, for touching it, is struck dead. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and of hundreds and with all the commanders. And he said to all the assembly of Israel, If it please you, and if the words which I speak come from the Lord our God, let us send to the rest of our brethren into all the countries of Israel, and to the priests and the Levites that dwell in the suburbs of the city, to gather themselves to us, and let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we sought it not in the days of Saul. And all the multitude answered that it should be so, for the word pleased all the people. So David assembled all Israel from Shihor of Egypt, even to the entering into Emath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriathiram. And David went up with all the men of Israel to the hill of Kiriathiram, which is in Judah, to bring thence the ark of the Lord God sitting upon the cherubims, where his name is called upon. And they carried the ark of God upon a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and his brother drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might with hymns, and with harps, and with psalteries, and timbrels, and cymbals, and trumpets. And when they came to the floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold up the ark, for the ox being wanton had made it lean a little on one side. And the Lord was angry with Uzzah, and struck him, because he had touched the ark, and he died there before the Lord. And David was troubled because the Lord had divided Uzzah, and he called that place the Breach of Uzzah to this day. And he feared God at that time, saying, How can I bring in the ark of God to me? And therefore he brought it not home to himself, that is, into the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obededom the Githite. And the ark of God remained in the house of Obededom 3 months, and the Lord blessed his house and all that he had. Chapter 14. David's house and children, his victories over the Philistines. And Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and masons, and carpenters, to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, and that his kingdom was exalted over his people Israel. And David took other wives in Jerusalem, and he begot sons and daughters. Now these are the names of them that were born to him in Jerusalem: Samua, and Sobad, Nathan, and Solomon, Jibahar, and Elishua, and Eliphalet, and Noga, and Napheg, and Japhiah, Elisama, and Balida, and Eliphalet. And the Philistines, hearing that David was anointed king over all Israel, went all up to seek him, and David heard of it, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the vale of Rephaim. And David consulted the Lord, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, Go up, and I will deliver them into thy hand. And when they were come to Baal-pharasim, David defeated them there. And he said, God hath divided my enemies by my hand, as waters are divided. And therefore the name of that place was called Baal-pharasim. And they left there their gods, and David commanded that they should be burnt. Another time also the Philistines made an eruption, and spread themselves abroad in the valley. And David consulted God again, and God said to him, Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the pear trees. And when thou shalt hear the sound of one going in the tops of the pear trees, then shalt thou go out to battle. For God has gone out before thee to strike the army of the Philistines. And David did as God had commanded him, and defeated the army of the Philistines, slaying them from Gabaon to Gazerah. And the name of David became famous in all countries, and the Lord made all nations fear him. Chapter 15. The ark is brought into the city of David with great solemnity. Michal derideth David's devotion. He made also houses for himself in the city of David, and built a place for the ark of God, and pitched a tabernacle for it. Then David said, No one ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, whom the Lord hath chosen to carry it and to minister unto himself forever. And he gathered all Israel together into Jerusalem, that the ark of God might be brought into its place, which he had prepared for it. And the sons of Aaron also, and the Levites. Of the children of Kehath, Uriel was the chief, and his brethren 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren 130. Of the sons of Elisaphan, Semaias the chief, and his brethren 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brethren 112. And David called Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Semaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said to them, You that are the heads of the Levitical families, be sanctified with your brethren, and bring the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place which is prepared for it, lest as the Lord at first struck us, because you were not present, the same should now also come to pass by our doing something against the law. So the priests and the Levites were sanctified to carry the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the sons of Levi took the ark of God as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord, upon their shoulders with the staves. And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint some of their brethren to be singers with musical instruments, to wit, on psalteries, and harps, and cymbals, that the joyful noise might resound on high. And they appointed Levites, Himam, the son of Joel, and of his brethren Asaph, the son of Barachias, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Kesiah, and with them their brethren, in the second rank Zacharias, and Ben, and Jesiel, and Semiramoth, and Jehiel, and Ani, and Eliab, and Benias, and Maasias, and Mathathias, and Eliphalu, and Masanias, and Obededom, and Jehiel, and porters. Now the singers, Himam, Asaph, and Ethan, sounded with cymbals of brass, and Zacharias, and Uzziel, and Semiramoth, and Jehiel, and Ani, and Eliab, and Maasias, and Benias, sung mysteries upon psalteries. And Mathathias, and Eliphalu, and Masanias, and Obededom, and Jehiel, and Osazio sung a song of victory for the octave upon harps. And Chonanias, chief of the Levites, presided over the prophecy to give out the tunes, for he was very skillful. And Barachias and Elkanah were doorkeepers of the ark. And Sebanias, and Josaphat, and Nathaniel, and Amasai, and Zacharias, and Bananias, and Eleazar the priests, sounded with trumpets before the ark of God, and Obededom and Jehias were porters of the ark. So David and all the ancients of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obededom with joy. And when God had helped the Levites, who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they offered in sacrifice 7 oxen and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that carried the ark, and the singing men, and Chananias, the ruler of the prophecy, among the singers. And David also had on him an ephod of linen. And all Israel brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord with joyful shouting, and sounding with the sound of the cornet, and with trumpets and cymbals and psalteries and harps. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord was come to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. Chapter 16. The ark is placed in the tabernacle. Sacrifice is offered. David blesseth the people. disposeth the offices of Levites, and maketh a psalm of praise to God. So they brought the ark of God, and set it in the midst of the tent which David had pitched for it, and they offered holocausts and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering holocausts and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he divided to all and every one, both men and women, a loaf of bread, and a piece of roasted beef, and flour fried with oil. And he appointed Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to remember his works, and to glorify and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next after him Zacharias, moreover Jehiel, and Semiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mathathias, and Eliab, and Benaias, and Obed-Edom, and Jehiel, over the instruments of psaltery and harps, and Asaph sounded with cymbals. But Benaias and Jesiel the priests, to sound the trumpet continually before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. In that day David made Asaph the chief, to give praise to the Lord with his brethren. Praise ye the Lord, and call upon his name, make known his doings among the nations. Sing to him, yea, sing praises to him, and relate all his wondrous works. Praise ye his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord and his power, seek ye his face evermore. Remember his wonderful works which he hath done, his signs and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Remember for ever his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. And he appointed the same to Jacob for a precept, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a small number, very few, and sojourners in it. And they passed from nation to nation, and from a kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong, and reproved kings for their sake. Touch not my anointed, and do no evil to my prophets. Sing ye to the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the Gentiles, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and exceedingly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Praise and magnificence are before him, strength and joy in his place. Bring ye to the Lord, O ye families of the nations, bring ye to the Lord glory and empire. Give to the Lord glory to his name. Bring up sacrifice, and come ye in his sight, and adore the Lord in holy becomingness. Let all the earth be moved at his presence, for he hath founded the world immovable. Let the heavens rejoice, and the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord hath reigned. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice, and all things that are in them. Then shall the trees of the wood give praise before the Lord, because he is come to judge the earth. Give ye glory to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. And say ye, save us, O God our Saviour, and gather us together, and deliver us from the nations, that we may give glory to thy holy name, and may rejoice in singing thy praises. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from eternity to eternity. And let all the people say, Amen, and a hymn to God. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister in the presence of the ark continually, day by day, and in their courses. And Obed-Edom, with his brethren 68, and Obed-Edom the son of Idothun and Hosa, he appointed to be porters, and Sadok the priest and his brethren priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place, which was in Gabaon, that they should offer holocausts to the Lord upon the altar of holocausts continually, morning and evening, according to all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And after him Heman, and Idothun, and the rest that were chosen, every one by his name, to give praise to the Lord, because his mercy endureth for ever. And Heman and Idothun sounded the trumpet, and played on the cymbals and all kinds of musical instruments, to sing praises to God. And the sons of Idothun he made porters. And all the people returned to their houses, and David to bless also his own house. Chapter 17. David's purpose to build a temple is rewarded by most ample promises. David's thanksgiving. Now when David was dwelling in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, Behold, I dwell in a house of cedar, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under skins. And Nathan said to David, Do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. Now that night the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and speak to David my servant. Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not remained in a house from the time that I brought up Israel to this day. But I have been always changing places in a tabernacle and in a tent, abiding with all Israel. Did I ever speak to any one of all the judges of Israel whom I charged to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say to my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the pastures, from following the flock, that thou shouldst be ruler of my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast gone, and have slain all thy enemies before thee, and have made thee a name like that of one of the great ones that are renowned in the earth. And I have given a place to my people Israel. They shall be planted, and shall dwell therein, and shall be moved no more, neither shall the children of iniquity waste them as at the beginning, since the days that I gave judges to my people Israel, and have humbled all thy enemies. And I declare to thee that the Lord will build thee a house. And when thou shalt have ended thy days to go to thy fathers, I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne for ever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in my house, and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be most firm for ever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And King David came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou shouldst give such things to me? But even this hath seemed little in thy sight, and therefore thou hast also spoken concerning the house of thy servant for the time to come, and hast made me remarkable above all men, O Lord God. What can David add more, seeing thou hast thus glorified thy servant and known him? O Lord, for thy servant's sake, according to thy own heart, thou hast shown all this magnificence, and wouldst have all the great things to be known. O Lord, there is none like thee, and there is no other God beside thee, of all whom we have heard of with our ears. For what other nation is there upon earth like thy people Israel, whom God went to deliver, and make a people for himself, and by his greatness and terrors cast out nations before their face, whom he had delivered out of Egypt? And thou hast made thy people Israel to be thy own people for ever, and thou, O Lord, art become their God. Now therefore, O Lord, let the word which thou hast spoken to thy servant and concerning his house be established for ever, and do as thou hast said. And let thy name remain, and be magnified for ever, and let it be said, The Lord of hosts is God of Israel, and the house of David his servant remaineth before him. For thou, O Lord my God, hast revealed to the ear of thy servant that thou wilt build him a house. And therefore thy servant hath found confidence to pray before thee. And now, O Lord, thou art God, and thou hast promised to thy servant such great benefits, and thou hast begun to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be always before thee. For seeing thou blessest it, O Lord, it shall be blessed forever. End of side two, please.